Welcome, listeners, to episode 80 of Third Heaven Authority Podcast. I'm Mike Thompson. You know, as a prophet of God, I have a perspective sometimes that helps people in understanding different facets of spiritual truths, spiritual laws, teachings from the Scripture. It just enhances your ability to walk in the Spirit. So what I've been doing last week and then this week, parts one and part two, is giving you a prophet's perspective of grace and faith and how they operate in the whole realm of the revelatory. Now, that's important to me because, you know, we were created by God to be new creations in Him, to have our human spirits on the inside of us, born again, and then live in the spiritual realm. By living in the spiritual realm, then our spiritual eyes and ears and all of our senses are open to the things of the Spirit, hearing the voice of God, dreams. There's the gifts of the Spirit, visions, angelic visitations. There's just so much that God does in communicating with us, leading and guiding us daily in the spiritual realm. Well, grace and faith are tied into that. That spiritual revelation then is released in our lives to make sure that the power of God is flowing through us, that we are receiving all of the promises of God and walking them out to fulfillment in our destiny. We want to be very successful in our Christian lives. We want to have a great relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. We want to make sure that we're mature and that these things lead us in paths of righteousness, but in a way that the supernatural is manifesting through our lives. So here we go then. Let's get into the whole subject of faith. Remember, the scriptures that I used last week said that when Abraham received the promise, which was the revelation from God, remember I talked about how that revelation, God was speaking to him. You know, this wasn't something he came up on his own. God spoke to him, the voice of God, the revelation, the promise of God. So what did he do with it? He walked in faith. And it says that it is of faith that it might be according to grace, because grace is what makes the promise sure, stable, valid, guaranteed. And then in the fifth chapter, verse 2 of Romans, he says that in that grace we stand. So faith is the access into the grace that contains the promise. Let's talk about that for a little bit here. In Hebrews 11:1, the writer says, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence of things not seen." Faith is the substance. The Amplified Version, therefore substance, says the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed. And when it says the evidence of things not seen, it refers to it as the proof and the conviction. So faith is, by definition, the Greek term pistis, P-I-S-T-I-S, is the unwavering trust. Now, this is my own personal definition, the way that I use it in context, what I see coming out of the scriptures. Faith is the unwavering trust and motivating energy produced by establishing our hearts on God's word to make God's promises and power realities in our lives. So it's based upon the Word of God. Obviously, the Word of God, the Bible, is the grid whereby all revelation comes to us. And what's revelation? It's not just mentally understanding the Word. It's not just mentally searching the Word or memorizing the Word. You can memorize the Bible and still not really know the Word of God, because revelation is the inspiration of the Holy Spirit as He takes the truth that's contained within the words that come from God, and by grace that He deposits into our hearts so that we have a spiritual understanding on the inside, and that raises us up. So faith is adhering to, trusting in that word. But notice in my working definition, I'll read it again, the unwavering trust and motivating energy, because it does motivate you to action. Faith is not just dormant. It is producing something. It's the energy produced by establishing our hearts on God's word, but listen, to make God's promises and power realities in our lives. To make God's promises realities. In other words, I'm talking about prophetic revelation. As I mentioned last week, you have two kinds of revelation, or the word that comes to us, logos and rhema. Logos is the whole counsel of God. It's the whole logic of God. So we can look at the Bible, even though it doesn't contain everything that God is, but we can look at it and its whole as the logos. But out of the Bible comes the rhema. There's specific revelations of what God is saying to you about that, and then how the Holy Spirit applies that to your life. Now, all prophecy is going to somehow reveal the Lord Jesus Christ and hold true to the Bible itself. So that revelation, prophetically inspired, spoken to us, revealed in our hearts, then is not only going to be sure because of the grace that it's couched in, but is we access that grace by faith. So let me explain that process. But before I do, let me just insert that really part of my plan is to make you a more credible prophetic person. Because of my years of experience, I notice how that people struggle with these things, hearing the voice of God, what prophecy is true, what's not, how do you walk it out, how do you control your emotions? It just doesn't seem like it's really going to come to pass. Do I get upset with that? And do I feel like, oh man, I just don't know whether it was really God or not? Well, I think we better just jump into this. First of all, by God's creation, we are a spirit living in a physical body with both a rational and emotional nature. So in other words, we're a human spirit that possess a mind. Now the mind is both rational and emotional. And then we live in a body. Now, when God created mankind, He created the spirit to have ascendancy over and influence the mind so that it can control the body. So, number one was spirit, number two was mind, number three was body. With the fall of Adam and Eve and the whole mess up in the world system, that just got turned around, screwed up, messed up. I mean, we're all of a sudden now, it's like the mind is gaining ascendancy over the body, and then the spirit is just shoved aside somewhere. The tendency then is to operate by the rational and emotional rather than the spiritual. When Jesus came to the earth, died for our sins, was raised from the dead, He provided us the realignment of spirit over mind over body. Spirit contains faith. Faith is a spiritual thing. It's not just believing in something in the natural realm. You can have a natural belief. You can have a natural faith and apply it to something, like when you get into your car that it's going to start and it'll safely carry you to where you want. When you sit down on a chair, it's not going to crumble underneath you. They're just natural information that builds a certain amount of trust in natural things. But that's not what faith is. Faith is of the Spirit, and it's based upon spiritual dynamics and spiritual truths. That's why faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You remember even Jesus himself, on the last week of his life, that he cursed the fig tree, and then the next morning they walked by, and the disciples noticed that it was withering from the roots up. And so he said to them, have faith in God. Well, now, have faith in God is one translation, but there's an alternate translation in the Greek of that, because it even says so in some marginal renderings of certain Bibles. I know I have one or two of them. It translates it as have the faith of God. So it's not just have faith in God and his ability, but have the kind of faith, spiritual faith, that God himself has, which you just witnessed me, Jesus, operating in. And then he said, when you do that, you can speak to the mountain, command it to be cast into the sea, and it shall obey you, because you believe in your heart and don't doubt about those things. So spiritual faith is a product of the Spirit, and it's of your spirit man. So if your spirit is to gain ascendancy over and control and direct your mind, then it means that faith is an influence upon your mind, the rational and the emotional nature of who you are, that then directs and controls your physical body nature. I hope that was clear. Let me put it this way. Faith results when we believe God's word in our spirit. And God's word, of course, the Bible, but also the revelatory, the prophetic word, as the Spirit of God speaks to us in some capacity. Let me say this again. Faith results when we believe God's word in our spirit and allow it, the faith, to influence our rational nature, our belief system, in a way that directs our emotional nature. This makes our emotions an asset of faith rather than an enemy of it. Because the emotions, you know, they're trained in the world to just kind of shake you every which way but loose. And so there's nothing wrong with emotions, in the sense that God created them, and God even has emotions himself. But the emotions, as a result of the fall, came into the wrong priority of influence over our rational being and over the way that we conduct our affairs. Therefore, they will, if not surrendered to faith, try to overcome and change faith. So by coming back into the proper alignment, spirit over mind over body, then we find faith over thinking, over emotions, over behavior. Faith is a spiritual force. Talking about prophetic revelation, talking about how that faith is the substance of prophetic revelation. We must understand that prophecy needs substance. Without substance, it becomes wishy-washy. There's nothing to hold us to it. There's nothing to tap into the revelation itself and release it and its anointing into our lives. It's just something, the revelation is forgotten, or the emotions try to overcome the revelation, and it doesn't produce anything in our lives. So in order to be patient, long-lasting, endure, credible, and to see it through to the manifestation of that revelation, then we must operate by faith. I'll say it one more time for clarity. Faith, the spiritual aspect of our belief structure, and the promise, the revelation that has come to us, faith in it at that point then influences our rational thinking nature in a way that directs our emotional, affective, feeling nature so that it all has proper alignment. Isn't that good? Spiritual gifting is the container, but it is not the substance. Just because you had a vision or God spoke doesn't really mean you're in faith or that it's going to release and manifest in the fullness it was intended to in your life. Faith is what brings that to pass. Emotion-driven prophecy has no substance unless faith takes over. Now, as I already mentioned, emotions aren't the problem unless they get out of alignment. Interpreting prophetic experiences requires that we include what our feelings are telling us during the encounter. That's what I tell people all the time, is that part of the interpretation of the prophetic revelation is how you feel. What are your emotions? What's going on around you? Does it feel good? Does it feel bad? Does it feel threatening and that the enemy is there attacking in some way? Or does it feel comforting and strong and that it's from the Lord? So emotions do play a part. However, once the revelation is received, faith requires our feelings to come in line with faith's substance itself. Let me say it this way. When prophetic revelation is given to us in whatever vehicle, by whatever means the Holy Spirit uses, that is the vehicle. That is not the end result. That's the vehicle that contains the revelation. The revelation is the point because it's the promise. It's what God is saying to you at that moment to do something about it. God has given you two spiritual dynamics to help make sure that it is completely fulfilled. Number one is grace, because grace is the surety that it's yours. So you tap into grace to make it stable and fixed and yours. Can't be messed up. And the second one is faith, because faith is the substance of the prophetic revelation. It's the confirmation, assurance, and title deed that makes it a reality in your life. Faith chooses to believe God above contradictory personal feelings or physical circumstances. Faith chooses to act on what it believes. It will stand true. Did you know that you're always believing something? You can't turn your faith on or off. You realize that? You can't turn your belief structure on or off. It's not like you go, okay, well, I'm going to sit down, watch a little TV, and I'm just going to turn off my faith, my believer on the inside. You have a heart. You have a spirit man that's believing, that's working, and so forth. So you're always believing something. You're always either going to believe the Word of God, the promise of God, or you're going to believe the world, the physical circumstances, the emotions, the other things that are operating through your life. But you're believing something. Now, because God created that and He knows that you're believing something all the time, He gave His Word so that we would know what to believe all of the time. He gives prophetic revelation so we will know what to believe and stand on in faith. I have seen these spiritual dynamics work out through my life over the years. I've had many visions. I've had many dreams, mostly visions, a few dreams, angelic visitations. I mean, the Word of God, so many things, all the things that we've been talking about all along through this particular podcast series. And I've watched how grace and faith work in the spiritual realm. I very much pray that this helps you with your prophetic life, but also with your grace and your faith life. Holy Spirit, carry us all to greater understanding, greater revelation, greater effectiveness, a more stable and a prophetic life, so that we're not prophetic people that are just wishy-washy and not able to stand on the revelation, or we allow our emotions to rule us and determine what we're going to do. It's just, we have to have that credibility, that stability, that strength in order to not only have the impact of God's word in our own lives, but also to impact the world around us. They want to be able to see somebody that's trustworthy and knows what they're doing. So I pray for us all, Lord. Make us more trustworthy, more credible, more powerful, more impacting upon the world around us in your precious, precious name. God bless you all. If you haven't already subscribed to this podcast, would you do so right at this particular moment? And remember, walk in the Spirit and walk in Third Heaven authority. God bless.